talking the truth, only be talking the truth. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose.
The Moose with you here on this Friday morning, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Thank you, Mean Gene. And that is CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. It is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. And we're coming to you live from the Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Who understands that it's not just the mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocky Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage.
You know, let me just say this, Moose.
Yeah, so well, programming note.
Nice. Programming note. Well done. Before the break, we talked about Speakerphone Jones and the tweet that this nice man put out. Basically, we didn't get into the tweet. He basically said he was excited to hear Benny Snell from the Steelers come on the show here. He was waiting. He was looking forward to it. Well, Speakerphone Jones, you're going to keep waiting because he's not coming on. So that's basically what's going on here. Apparently, he was running late from what he's telling our production team. He was running late, and we just couldn't, you know, we have a show to do. So there's segments that we have to do. We can't, a lot of times when we have guests, as you know, Moose, we'll move things around at times, but it's unprofessional, to be frank with you people, to be late when you are a guest on a spot. I've done in my career many guest spots. Moose, you've done many guest spots as a host and as a guest. So have I. And that's in our business behind the scenes. You got to be on time. So we have a packed show here today, and we're in our last hour here. So we just can't move things around for Benny Snell or Benny and the Jets or you know, Benny Goodbody. It don't matter who it is. We just can't do it. Okay.
Well, it's just as you mentioned. It's just a lack of respect. There is a thing called responsibility in life. Taz, you've done. Yeah, as you mentioned, Taz, you've done multiple guest appearances on shows and, you know, on a number of different topics, but obviously...
But you have, too. You've been a guest, too, on stuff.
And you can't be late. When you make a commitment and you commit to something, you're there.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So it's just,
it's just nonsense. I mean, it is. It's just complete utter nonsense. It's a lack of respect.
And it's not the first time that we've had a guest, and any show will tell you that, where someone's running a little late and stuff. And sometimes if the show, and we have a great producer, Mikey B, if he can move things around, he can. Today's show is one of those things that's tough to move around.
Yes.
So like I said, don't matter if it's Benny Snell, Bobby Snell, Benny and the Jets, Benny Boop Boop. It don't matter. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Bop, 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 bop. Benny and the Snell. Yeah,
terrible job by Benny Snell.
Hey,
terrible.
Kid. Yeah, no, it's just, he'll never be on the show again.
No, that's
ever.
It. That's it.
As long as I'm on the show, he won't be.
No,
as long as I'm working in this day part, he will not be on the show. And I'm actually not rooting for him anymore. I'm done with him. And I was this guy's biggest advocate out of Kentucky.
He went from the penthouse to the doghouse in the span of about 12 minutes.
That's it. That's all it takes with me.
That's
you know
it.
That.
Yeah, now, right. You know,
that's a record.
Yeah. Really, done. Thanks for coming, Mr. Snell. He's a rookie. This is a rookie.
Yeah, I would be. You can't be waking up late.
Yeah, Jack Del Rio, come on, bro, on time. Jack Del Rio.
Yes.
We've had, maybe he was a little late. Maybe it's a bad example.
But he got here.
We had, what's his name, in studio. The bus.
Yes, Jerome Bettis.
Talk about Pittsburgh Steelers running backs. On
right,
time Jones.
Dave Robinson. We have a number of guys.
Dave Giant Robinson. We had, what's his name? Tony Dungy.
Yes.
On time.
Yes.
Ready to go.
Yes.
We had Mike Johnson from PW Insider.
Yes.
On time.
Yes.
Went from Dungy to Mike Johnson.
Right. Bogan. We've talked about today. He's never joined the program.
Mike Tenay. Always on time. He's never been on the show, but he's always on time, no matter what he does. I see Connor's on the phone. It's probably Benny Snow's agent.
No.
Why are these guys ripping my guy? If it's his agent, put him on the show. I'd love to talk to him. And I won't buy one of his agent's hats. All these agents now have their own apparel companies. I'm in a mood to rip somebody. What are we doing now?
Here we go, the three.
Oh.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. number one.
The Bears demolished the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football.
Yes, they do. 31-24, the final. It looks a lot closer than what the game really was. It was 17-7, 24-7, 31-14. Ends up being a 31-24 final. The Cowboys scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. The heat continues to be on Jason Garrett. Statistically speaking, though, there's still belief that they're winning that division because they went from a 74% chance of winning the NFC East before the game to a 70% chance of winning the NFC East after the game. The Eagles are taking on the Giants Monday night down in Philadelphia. That's your Monday night game. A pathetic performance. They looked unfocused, undisciplined. The Bears, aside from the opening drive from the Cowboys, the Bears just played them off their feet. Good job by Nagy. Trubisky was great, accounting for four touchdowns, Taz, and the Cowboys looked lifeless.
Yes, they did. And they started out good. Yeah, they started out good, and that's the thing. You got to keep it rolling, man, like we talked about earlier. If you want you to get it going, you got to keep it rolling, and they couldn't do that. And I think that part of that's leadership. We saw Jason Witten, you know, him as a leader. He should lead by example. He should lead them up. It seemed like he lost his temper a little bit during the game on the sideline. He was losing his cool a little bit. I don't know what's going on. It seems like there's something happening. They got to fix what they got. It might be too late, but yet they're still sitting in first place in their conference, which is because they're in a stinky conference. But like you're saying, the Eagles are nipping at their heels. So, actually, I have a caller who wants to talk about the Cowboys.
Yeah, let's
talk to Joe.
First time
up in your neck of the old woods of Syracuse. Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? Taz, Moose, I appreciate you guys taking the call.
You got it, Joe.
Dallas, there's a number of different things that you said that are key words that have been literally throughout Jason Garrett's tenure with any team that he's had. Discipline and focus. The lack thereof, and it rears its head at the weirdest times, but it's consistently there. Last night, there were so many guys that were trying to do too much because of what's happening, right? So you get out of play, you get out of position, you get out of character, and this has been all year long. But last year, this was the same team. This is some key components maybe are gone, but within the idea of what they were doing, this is the same team. These guys actually played with energy. They played with that youthful exuberance. Like, I don't know, and I don't want to say this to make it sound like what it sounds like, but really, before the contracts took place, and I'm not saying that these guys aren't playing, they don't play their hearts out, but I am saying that the energy is gone. Jason Garrett allows these guys, whatever is going on with the coaching staff, because this is not just Jason Garrett.
So you feel like there's a lack. So Joe, you feel like there's a little bit of a lack of passion from the Cowboys.
Well, I'm gonna. I don't know about passion. I can't say that word. I'm gonna say that the energy that they had last year in trying to obtain, or in trying to become, in trying to do, covers up a lot of your mistakes.
Right.
Like, being out of position.
Right, of course,
and
yeah.
The thing that they were last year, they were doing the same things. This defense tells you that it's primed, but everybody thinks Rashad is this, I don't know, guru, but there's a very vanilla look about his defense. There's a very, these guys that kind of get after you and then they kind of don't. There's no changing the front line. It's a four-man front line. There are plenty of games where you can put a nose guard on your line and stop whatever's going on that the running game is doing to you. There are plenty of games that they've lost to. I see the Cowboys as a 10-2 team before tonight, right?
Yeah.
I saw them, and that was true. The only two teams that beat them this year truly beat them, right? Green Bay. And just last week, the Bills. They were the only two true losses up until tonight. They were the only two true losses. Otherwise, the Cowboys have really done things to themselves.
Yeah. Right, and they got a tough one. Joe, we appreciate it.
Joe, looking to host his own show.
I think he just did.
I know, he really did. Being for the first time in the history of the Taz and Moose, I think I laid out.
That's actually... That's the longest you've ever laid out in general, not just on the air. Like, ever. Pete, can you send me a clip of that, please, at MP3? Joke.
Nobody there.
Wow. God. Anyway, yeah, he made a lot of points, Joe.
Joe made a lot of points. Listen, all you need to know is, you know, Garrett right now, 83-66 for his career. We'll see where the Cowboys do go moving forward here. They can still win that division. That NFC East is comically bad.
I know. The Eagles are in a good spot. They could really make something. You know,
yeah, they could make something. Could even something, after coming off a loss against the Dolphins, the Eagles have got an opportunity here.
You know, listen, I'll tell you what. As a Bills fan and used to be a Jet fan, as everybody knows, the thing is, dude, you know, for years, right, the AFC East was comical, right, with the Jets and the Bills and the Dolphins, while the Patriots was beating the dog crap out of everybody. But yet, even though the AFC East was a laughing stock, now you got another team in the Bills that's legitimate at 9-3. But at least during that time, the freaking Patriots were always dominant. At least there was one team that was dominant. You got this NFC East with the Dallas Cowboys atop, and they're 6-7. The Eagles are 5-7. Washington Redskins 3-9. Giants are 2-10. The conference stinks, and the top team stinks. Now, they got talent, the Cowboys, but they're playing very stinky. You know, that's an issue.
It is. And Chicago certainly played very, very well last night. All right, next.
Number two.
Tua unsure if he should enter the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's a fascinating question when you look at Tua coming off that hip surgery, Taz, which is, we know the severity of which we talked about at the time. If you're Tua, do you just take another year to rehab, get yourself right? There's been broad speculation in terms of the time frame it would take him to get back on the field. Some believe that he'll never be the same player again. Only time will tell. We're all rooting for him here on the morning show at CBS Sports Radio. We all love watching him play quarterback. Now the question is, what do you think, Taz? I mean, what do you think the best option here is for Tua? Would you put your name in the draft? You're not going to be the number one overall pick anymore. Still might be a first round pick. Might be top of the second round. You're definitely going to be at worst a day two selection in the NFL draft, or do you remain in college and get yourself as healthy as you could possibly be before going into the draft?
I think he's got to remain in college and get himself as healthy as possible. I'm not saying he should play for Alabama again, but he's going to lose a plethora of money if he puts himself in the draft right now, like a lot of money, and not only money, but status. He's going to put himself behind the proverbial eight ball on whatever team. It's going to be tough for him to play, and he could become a bust. And I hope I'm wrong. And all that. The kid seems like a great kid. I'm not deeming that on him. I do think that he needs to lean on the people he loves and trusts, like his parents, his family, and whatever his faith is. But the thing is this, man. I think going back to school and getting his health right and then going to the draft, relying on like a strong pro day or something like that. You know what I mean? And his name value. I think if he puts himself in the draft now, he's just going to be a victim of the process.
Would you play for Alabama again?
I don't think I would. I don't think I would. He's leave on top, even though you're trying to rehab. I don't think I would play. I think I would just get myself healthy.
I think I've given enough to the program.
Right, exactly. He's done enough as a player. You know?
I agree with you. And physically as well, Taz.
Right, he needs to really... My son just took a year off from playing, right? And it helped him mentally, physically, like, you know what I mean?
He's got to be fresh.
Yeah,
he's got to feel like refreshed.
Everything. Just a bit more mature.
Good.
And he's like a year younger than Tell's Tua. 21?
Yeah, 21. 20. He's got to be 21 years of age,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so he's like a year older than mine. I think he might be 20. I think he's 21, so my kid's 20. So I think in that age, you know, we forget when we were that age. You know, your mind's like, you gotta figure things out.
Sometimes I wish I was 21 again.
Oh, yeah. I wish that every day. Every day I wish.
Tua Tagovailoa.
We'll see what Tua has to do and what he will do here moving forward. All right, number three.
Number three.
Odell Beckham Jr. gives big answers on his future in Cleveland.
Where? I don't like playing in Cleveland. I don't like playing in New York. You know what? I want my own team called the Odell Beckham Jr.
I bet she goes to the XFL.
Oh, my God.
All right, there you go. Zach Martin,
happy on a Friday.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, the guy looks at you like he wants to spit in your face.
Well, he's wearing the fedora this morning and the big overcoat. You see
I avoid him. Yeah, he walks around like he's Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. Yeah, he's Uncle something, not Buck.
That is it. Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
John Candy.
That's
what it looked like. You're right.
He's an Uncle Buck wannabe. I got to stop saying that's going to be a dump situation.
We mentioned it earlier. I don't know what Beckham's going to be happy. Maybe he's not happy about the production. Maybe he's not happy the fact that the Browns are irrelevant. Maybe he's unhappy with the drama. It seems like Odell Beckham Jr. is always unhappy.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. He plays for the Browns. Even though he's miserable, he's always unhappy. Let's go to another caller during the three. This is a first, or a second, I should say. Let's talk to Brandon, listen in Oxnard, California. Brandon, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? Long time listening.
Oh, thank you, Brandon.
I'm a fan of both of you guys.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it, man.
The question I got is that I'm actually a Raiders fan, but my question is, after seeing what happened with Rosen in Arizona and them switching all these different coaches to where they couldn't really develop him, do you think the Browns are making a mistake? I mean, even though Kitchens has to go, they got rid of the coach that drafted him to bring him in, and now this didn't work, and you get rid of him and bring in another coach. That's going to be three coaches in Baker Mayfield's career. And it's like, how do you expect him to develop when you keep changing the head voice in the locker room?
Right. I hear what you're saying, Brandon. You're not wrong. And that's important what you're saying. The voice in the locker room is the key, right? We all know that, and you're right. The thing is, man, I think he needs a guy that's going to tell him what's up. Going to tell him.
Look, they should have knew that bringing him in. He didn't have a resume.
Dude, I know. Well, Greg Williams was doing a great job when he took over for Hugh Jackson last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then he was kicking ass. But you know what? Greg Williams is one of those old school coaches. He's not going to take nobody's mess. He wasn't going to take nothing from this kid, Baker Mayfield. And then Baker, sounds like he lobbied to have Kitchens, be the guy. And next thing you know, Williams is the DC for the Jets. I mean, you know what I mean? I think a guy like that, like a Greg Williams, a tougher nose guy, is what Baker needs.
We all understand, Brandon. Thanks a lot
for
the call.
We appreciate it, Brandon.
I think they kept Kitchens around because of Mayfield. Williams is a better coach.
There's no doubt about it.
Williams should have gotten that job.
Absolutely.
You know, he had better control of the team, more of a presence. It didn't seem like the place was being run amok.
Right.
He had control. Like, Freddie Kitchens, I think you pointed out this, Taz. I think it's dead on correct. I think Kitchens wants to be one of the guys.
Absolutely. I think he pointed out, and he does.
And
you're right.
And he can't be one of the guys when you're the head coach of the team.
You got to be a tough ass, and you got to be one of the guys, but you got to be tough. You can't let the inmates run the asylum, as they say. Nothing against inmates or asylums. But I'm just saying, like, you can't let that happen.
I never want to be in an asylum.
Of course. Well, I just don't think... I don't think Baker Mayfield wanted that. I don't think Baker Mayfield wanted to deal with Greg Williams, and I think Dawson loves Mayfield. And I think that he lobbied to get his buddy Kitchens. What was he, the DC, the OC, or the quarterback's coach then?
Well, he took over as OC when they fired Haley.
Right, and then he was basically the quarterback coach, too, last year. Right, correct.
But I think he was the quarterback coach before that, right?
I got confused what he was.
Yeah. And then they fired both of the head coach and the OC.
Scott's like a knucklehead on TV.
Go from there. Yeah.
What are you doing, bro? I mean, come on. You don't want to say. You can't say. Watch this guy on TV. It's like, he looks a little bit like a knucklehead.
I mean, yes, I agree.
We'll leave it alone.
NFL picks. They come your way. Bawami's going to make an appearance a little later on.
What is this now? He gets at least... I feel like these are paid spots now with Bawami.
No, they're...
Like, now we're advertising when he's coming on. It used to be organic.
Well, I do know this. Bawami and responsibility come hand in hand.
Oh, match made in heaven.
Yeah, that's it. Taz Moose on a Friday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Bogus just walked in, Taz, and after what we talked about last hour, I feel a little bit bad. Maybe we should give Bogus maybe best bet of the weekend, who he loves this weekend.
I'm unprepared. No, thank you.
That happened in a production meeting. This was not discussed.
No,
I did not get a memo.
It was just something I was thinking about in my mind that, you know, he feels like he's been neglected. A little disrespected.
You actually feel bad for him now?
I did feel bad.
You haven't felt bad for him for 2 years.
That's fair. Fair assessment.
All of a sudden, you're feeling bad?
I did.
You've been in a good mood lately. What's going on?
Holiday spirit.
Well, this morning, I said I felt... I did feel bad for Darius. You're like, what? How is that possible? There's no way you were thinking about that call.
Someone said Darius call him. I shouted him out. I read his tweet. I was his messenger.
I know.
So what? You want this guy over here, Andrew, to do what now? To pick a game?
I was just going to ask him if he'd like to select an NFL game.
I'll get back to you. I'll tweet it to you.
A college game.
I don't know anything off the top of my head.
You know, excuse me? You do freaking sports updates for a living.
I don't have a line in my head.
Oh, God.
I don't know lines.
Stop overthinking things, Andrew.
All right, pick
that's the problem with you.
All right, here you go. The Niners are going to win in New Orleans on Sunday.
Outright. All right. That's a gutsy pick.
It was one of my picks I had. Now I got to change it.
No, you could go with the same
pick. He just ruined. That's why he's not part of this thing. He ruins it.
I'm a mush.
Yeah, you ruined it because that was my hot pick. Yeah.
No, I've been the mush in the NFL. My record in the NFL this year is putrid.
But see Moose Sunday at Reds.
I'll be there at Reds. You know what? I had at Reds this past weekend, corned beef hash for the first time in like 3 years.
Did you have it with eggs?
Yes.
Scrambled eggs or over easy?
No, over easy.
God, I don't
you crack the yolk and then it runs into the corned beef hash.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
Delicious.
That is.
I mean, a clog your arteries and kill you, but it's definitely good stuff.
Well, he's spacing it out once every 3 years.
Yeah, just don't do it a lot, you know?
I don't have it. I just said it 3 years ago.
Don't do it a lot, though.
Yeah, I had a couple slices of my good old fashioned grease bread.
Oh, boy,
I'm joking.
Oh, dude, it was serious.
I haven't had that in like 6 years.
I told a few of my friends about that grease bread. They were like, dude. It's a joke?
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah, I got some friends that are chefs, high-end international chefs.
Right. I was being serious.
Over at the diner on Hempstead Turnpike.
Multiple diners.
I'm like,
you know the Landmark diner too. You know Lanny at the Landmark.
I'm like, you know Gordon Ramsay.
Chef Mike's like, I'll kill Lenny.
The South Shore Diner and Seafood on
Guy
Merrick
Fieri,
Road.
Bananas.
Grease bread's no good. But the corned beef hash with the over easy is nice.
Yes, that's nice.
That's nice.
I haven't had it in quite some time. But
you know what I haven't had in
very,
a while? Speaking of eggs, I usually don't like from commercial places. I'm more of Deli Jones. But Panera Bread makes a good...
Agreed.
Fresh eggs.
Yeah.
And they're steaming in the special steaming like machine thing. It's really, really good.
I've never had
it. It's fresh eggs. Really good.
Oh, is it a sandwich?
They have all different types. Anything with eggs from them is good. Yeah. Only breakfast. They're limited, too, on the time.
What I get from them is the eggs and sausage on a French toast bagel. So the sweetness of the bagel with, like, the...
It's my son's go-to when he goes there. Yeah, I never had it. I don't do the sweet thing, but he likes that. Now. Same thing.
That sounds delicious. It's
their eggs, because I was talking to a guy once, and he showed me how to do it. They have this, like, machine that like, 16. They can put 16 eggs in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're
busy. And it just steams them.
It just steams them fresh. They just put a little Pam in it, and they just steam the egg. It's a fresh egg.
Boom. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, like, processed stuff.
Yeah, no weird, like, perfect circle.
Correct.
With, like, the dry yolk
it's
in the middle.
Real
like
egg.
It, yeah.
They just steam it in this machine. It's just hot. Steam
machine.
Try
that on the way home. Stop.
It's
off.
Real good.
You
should. And they have a plethora of different drinks. Their fountain gimmick and their red drinks and their
a lot of
iced
teas,
sweet tea, unsweet tea. I might swing by there too.
God, I'm hungry.
It's a good way. My wife likes to. It's a good way to get back out of the doghouse with her.
Oh, no doubt.
Bring her some lunch.
You're right about that. That's a good point.
Yeah, she might stay in the north wing and I won't see her all day. That's what's going to happen. And I'm stuck in the library and at the house.
Which library?
On the south wing.
The Massapequa Library.
Yeah, the Farmingdale Library, Merritt's Road.
It's like 19... Right, this is like 1950s when men and women, when they were married, had separate beds.
Yeah. No, we have one. We have... We actually have two beds, but we soldered them together, two king-size beds. We took a soldering gun, we had my guy, and we got one big mattress.
Nice.
Congrats to you. Have a great weekend.
Happy Friday night. I can say that.
Oh, Pete just passed out.
Happy Friday night.
I just saw a hand go.
Flop sweat Pete.
Exactly.
My bad.
Okay. So, all right. So when you head to Bed Bath & Beyond, there's King, California King, and Taz King.
Right. Suplex King, it's called.
Huge. You basically need a strong man to carry the sheets out because they weigh about 80 pounds.
Yeah. Yes.
And you can't wash them in a machine, right. Only in the river.
And if you don't use it to put it on your bed, you can use it basically for your sailboat to take you across the Atlantic.
Go right into Connecticut. Moose, I could sail over to your house across the Long Island Sound on my bed.
Get the bed sheets.
Just like the Columbus. Yeah, what do you call it? His boat, the Mayflower.
Nope, Columbus not the Mayflower. Mayflower is Pilgrims.
Yes, not.
Okay. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa
and
Maria.
Santa Maria. Yeah. No, but we have a library in the house, and we're going to rename it. We had a different name on it. We just called it the Southside Library. We're going to call it the Joey Styles Memorial Library now. And so named after Joey Stoss. He's still alive, but I'm just saying.
You know. Yeah.
He's just dead to me.
Did Santa say memorial?
I think it is.
Yeah.
So Joey might not like that. But
honorary?
Yeah, honorary Joey Stoss library.
Did he donate money to the library's construction?
He's just my paisan, my friend. That's all. He's just my boy. So we have that library. She'll be on the north wing, which is where the kitchen is and the giant den we have. And we have two movie theater type screens, where she watches usually TV right there. Yeah. So she'll stay there. And she has a big sliding metal steel door to keep me out. So if I bang on it, let me go, what's going to get a soda? I can't get in. Like, she's
your wife Rapunzel? She's locking a tower.
I think that's the next revenue stream. Open up the video cameras at the Taz house.
Gigantic.
CCTV.
We don't even have video cameras to secure. We use motion picture movie cameras.
Just have on the people wheels. Watching.
Yeah, so we have a whole crew that does our security. Yeah, you kidding me? Maybe I'm slightly exaggerating.
So your selection this week is the 49ers.
Yeah.
Yes, outright.
Outright.
It's a W on the road.
Now I know why you don't do picks here.
Yep. Yeah. Guys, that four-game losing streak, those struggles from their QB, all appear to be distant memories now in Chicago.
Snap. Out of the gun. Trubisky and the keeper left to the 15. Inside cut of the 10. 5. End zone. Touchdown Bears. Mitchell Trubisky. With 6 more. And the Bears explode to a 30-14 lead. 23 yards right down Michigan Avenue, baby.
Trubisky had already thrown 3 TDs when he ran that one in from 23 yards out. His team scored 24 unanswered points, then survived a late Cowboy push to win Thursday Night Football 31-24. The Bears now 4-1 since that 4-game skid. They're now 1 win behind the Vikings for the second NFC wild card. The Cowboys are still in first in the NFC East, pending Eagles-Giants on Monday night. But now they're 3-7 since that 3-0 start.
It's losing, losing, losing. So I'm not trying to be funny here, but the point is that we've got to win a football game.
Jerry Jones apparently not making a coaching change right now, but son Steven has reportedly spoken recently with Urban Meyer, Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley, on their radar, too. The Philadelphia 76ers are 10-0 at home, now 5-7 on the road after last night's 119-113 loss in Washington. The Wizards scored 30 of their points off 21 Philly turnovers. Ben McLemore led the Rockets.
That's not an idea. Sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
I think I might text BJ. Billy Joel.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm come by and play piano tonight at the house. I call him BJ. I play a little Friday night, bottle of red, bottle of white. Right, drink a little vino, a little
I thought you were talking about something else.
Have a little Chardonnay, a little white, have a little bit of Merlot, a little red.
It's Merlot.
Correct.
Heathen.
Because we have a big baby grand piano. In the north side, in the big room, the piano room.
Huge baby grand.
We call it the Ox Baker piano room.
Nice. Perfect acoustics.
It's a great song. And you know, you come by on a Friday night. Maybe you swing by. You know, I'll get you through security.
Wait, I'm allowed in.
No, you're hanging outside. We'll open the windows. You hear him play.
Thank you.
We'll send the bedboat.
Here's a scarf.
Bottle of red.
We'll tell the dogs to lay off.
Yeah, except to put the dogs in the cage.
What an offer.
Yeah, be good.
Congrats, Moose. All I got is a Twitter follow.
Yeah. Thank you, yes.
Yo, I'm going to unfollow you. No.
Oh, you are now. You changed your mind.
Oh, I didn't say. Okay, no, I'm not going to follow
you. Yeah, yesterday I was in.
You're in. I'm not going to renege. You're
in. Thank you.
You're in.
No problem. Just to recap, only Moose is out.
Right. Moose is out.
For those of you scoring at home.
Yes.
Yankee ownership reportedly okaying a record offer to free agent pitcher Gerrit Cole, with the Angels in pursuit to bidding could surpass $250 million. The San Diego Padres trading for Rays outfielder Tommy Pham. Hunter Renfroe goes to Tampa Bay with prospects involved, too. Now, Rays lefty Blake Snell found out about the deal while...
Excuse me? What's his last name?
Blake Snell.
That name is not allowed. Moose, you know what's going on here. You can't say that last name on the show.
No, you can't say that.
So, Blake found out about the deal while live streaming himself playing...
Nothing gets by me. playing.
You're on top.
He was playing video games online when he saw that his team had traded Tommy Pham to the Padres, and this was his reaction.
We giving Pham up for Renfro and a damn slap prospect.
So that slap, nice. You know what prospect?
Nice team guy
on his way to the race.
What was he eating?
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet you he was eating. He was probably eating pretzel nuggets.
Sourdough
pretzel nuggets. Yeah, sourdough. Yes, that's gummy. You know, they are delicious.
A Beck on a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Oh, that's disgusting.
By the way, when is Chef Mike delivering your meal?
Oh yeah, what's going on?
Have
with
you
the
picked
meal
it yet,
Pete?
I have.
It's you, Pete.
I have picked it, but I haven't told him yet. I'll tell him today.
Oh my god, dude!
Can you want to make the official announcement here? What
we're
gonna
do a little baked chicken, and we're gonna do a little bit of Brussels sprouts on the side.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
I mean, why? What's the point,
dude? Really?
Baked chicken
and Brussels sprouts?
You could have a world-class chef make you anything you want.
He's not a world-class. That's not giving too
and
much hype.
You're asking for baked chicken.
I wasn't going to take advantage of the guy.
Baked
why?
Chicken. I'm not asking you for basic. I'm not asking for half a steer. But, I mean, get a little creative?
That's your dream meal?
I could pick up that meal for you today at the grocery store.
Okay. No, get it at KFC and he can just bring it over and put it in a bag. So here you go. I cooked it. Just get your baked chicken and just get some Brussels. Yeah. You go to roast.
I thought that was a great meal.
It's a silly-ass meal.
I mean, Chef Mike's going to make it well, but the point is he's a chef. Like, have him show off.
Do you like a little chili sauce on your Brussels sprouts?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
We had good Brussels sprouts on Thanksgiving. Had some bacon cut up in there, some maple syrup. It was good. Sweet and salty. Yeah.
Your whole family's into the sweet and salty, huh? What do you guys, just running around with syrup all over the kitchen?
Yeah, everything.
Spraying stuff all over the place?
Yeah.
What, are you putting salt on
constant
a syrup?
Constant mist of salt in the air just to fall on everything.
It's like an explosion in your mouth.
Yeah, it's weird, but it works.
All right, you're done?
Might as well be.
All right, thank you.
Good talk, guys. Have a good weekend.
We'll see you down the road.
Good luck with the play-by-play tomorrow.
You and Ice. Thanks. Tell Ice I said hello.
I will. She's a big wrestling fan.
I'm sure she is.
Pete, play us out. Got NFL picks coming your way straight ahead. We'll see where the next segment goes. But we got NFL picks coming your way next. It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Taz, today's question is from Mike down in Philadelphia. Should be really from Darius. Does last night signal a similar theme? Does the last night signal a turnaround for Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky? I don't know if I can say that.
I don't know if it's a turnaround. He played good.
Played really well.
Yeah, he did, but I don't hate on the kid, but I don't know if that was a turnaround.
I think it's tough to think that all of a sudden now Mitchell Trubisky has found it. Now, he looked a lot better, played with a lot more confidence. Maybe it has something to do with the Cowboys looking as lifeless as they did as well, Taz. Right. Give him credit. I've ripped him. I'm not a Trubisky believer. I got to be honest with you. I'm not. So I got to see
a little
bit more.
I don't rip him. He was okay out of USC. I'm sorry, I'm eating.
Out of Carolina. Yeah.
UNC, I meant. Yep. I said USC. UNC.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every single day.
I'm chewing over here because they had food over at the other, as you said, from the other show.
A bagel and a buttered roll?
Yeah.
I got to take a piece of that before I leave.
Here's the thing.
They got some spread down there. They got Danish.
I know. We're sitting over here. Nobody says a freaking word, Bilotti. Okay, go outside and yell at Andrew.
There's pastries over on the other end.
Yeah, thanks. I say to Andrew, I go, dude, thanks for letting Moose and I know that there's food. We didn't have no idea. We're sitting here working our rear ends off every segment.
Did Bogus eat them already?
No, Bogus was like this. Tell Bilotti. He knew all about it. Just buried you. He's a rat.
Rat.
Bilotti doesn't want nobody. He didn't want us to know because he wants all the food for him and his friends.
Yeah, I'm going to have all that. Come on.
Right, as he asked Chef Mike, can I have chicken breasts, some Brussels sprouts, and green beans?
Horrible.
That's a great order. What are you talking about?
I honestly thought you'd go for some ribs. I thought you'd go for something with maybe a little bit of a higher caloric intake.
I want to lay off the cholesterol right now.
Really?
I'm trying to watch a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
I just had a buttered roll. It was good. I don't. I half. They did the half.
They cut them. Oh, I'm gonna grab something on the way out. Eat it on the way home.
Yeah.
West Side Highway.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it's a little strange walking out of here with food in your hand, is it not?
I do it all the time. I eat while I'm walking. Hey, what's up? I'm shoving food in my face. I don't care about nobody. I do what I want. I'm Chuck. I don't give a you know what. I don't care, bro. You should be the same way. What do you care?
No, I don't care. I know. I just, you know, I'm not the thinnest guy in the world.
No, you don't want to walk around.
People are like, oh, should you be really eating a butter roll?
Look at Moose. It's 9 a.m. He's shoveling a butter roll in his mouth in the elevator. Guy can't even wait till he sits down in his cubicle. Look at him. He's guzzling that chocolate milk like he's three.
Right. You look like an animal.
Look at this guy.
Act like you've eaten some food before.
How dare him?
I want to take a bite of this bagel, but it's gonna be chewy while I'm on the radio. But what the hell?
All right, here's some NFL picks.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
Oh, my God, these bagels are so
good. It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, here you go. Taz, last week you were 0-3, but still a commanding lead. 25-14 on the year. 8.5 pick lead. I've been terrible this season. 16-22-1 on the year. 1-2 a week ago.
Yeah.
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go first. Pick number one for me. pick number one for me. I'm going to take the Jets at home, laying the 5.5 against the Miami Dolphins. I don't think they're going to get swept by Miami. They lost down at South Beach, about a month ago. It was an embarrassing loss. They're coming off a pitiful performance on the road last week in Cincinnati against the Bengals, in which they're lifeless. And there's nothing to play for here but some pride. But give me the Jets laying 5.5. That's pick number one for me.
I had that game, but I'm now not going to pick it because you picked it. So I'm going to go with the I'm going with the Jaguars and the Chargers. Chargers are on the road. They're going down to Jacksonville. Jacksonville is +3. I'll take the Jags. Okay, Minshew mania. Foles wasn't playing good. Minshew came in and he sparked the team. I love me some Jaguars football. Anybody that knows me knows that. Love the Jaguars. So I'll take the Jags +3, Moose.
That's pick number one for you. Pick number two for
you. You know I love the Jags, right?
I know you love the Jags. Taz, I'm going to go up to Foxborough. I'm taking the Chiefs +3 on the road in New England. I think the Chiefs are going to be able to score on that Patriots defense, which I think showed a little bit of a leak against the Houston Texans. I can be honest with you, I don't know what I'm not telling you the Chiefs defense is particularly good, but I really don't know how difficult it is right now to play defense against the New England Patriots. I like Kansas City. I kind of liked it when the line opened up. I thought it was maybe going to be their week for Kansas City. I think Baltimore's going to end up being the number one seed in the AFC, Taz. I'm going to take the Chiefs, 425 game, +3, Gillette Stadium up there in Foxborough. That's pick two for me.
All right, not bad. I'm going to go with the Packers game. I'm going to go with the Packers and the Skins. I think the Packers will beat the Skins. Now, that's a kind of a no-brainer. They're in Green Bay, and the Skins are +12.5. Washington's +12.5, so I feel Green Bay will cover. I think at home especially, it's just much better team than Washington. We know that. But I think +12.5, hey, you know what? There's a good chance that Aaron Rodgers has a day and the Packers beat the Skins by 20. So give me Green Bay covering.
Green Bay laying the 12.5. That's game number two for you. Game number three for me. I'm going to ride that Bengal momentum a little bit. I'm going to take the Bengals on the road in Cleveland against the Browns. I'm going to take the 7.5 points. Taz, they played some competitive football. They got Dalton back at quarterback last week. The offense looked a lot better. The Jets looked lifeless. I don't know. The Browns are trying to motivate themselves. The drama continues in Cleveland. It's not like they've given you one inspiring performance after another. I think the Browns win the game, but I think the Bengals keep this one close with Dalton back. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. I'm going to take the Bengals +7.5. Why not?
This is why you're not winning, and I am.
Okay.
This is why you're 16-22-1.
Now that's the game I'm going to root hardest for.
I'm just telling you, I don't think that's a good move.
All right.
I'm trying to, and I never usually shut you down during your deal, but I'm just letting you know, I don't know if that's a good one.
I look forward to tweeting you on Sunday.
All right. Well,
Bengals up.
I don't know
14,
if I'll see you. You might want to
14-3.
Text me. So we got the Rams Seattle game. Pick 'em, Jones. No point spread here. They're in L.A. It's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be. Goff's got to step up. Gurley's got to step up. Aaron Donald's got to have a day. He's got to get all over Russell Wilson. I like the Rams. Give me Los Angeles Rams in this one to beat Seattle. Straight up, Jones. I'll take that deal.
All right, so you got to take the. You like the Rams this weekend?
I just said that for about 3 minutes. I'm on a diatribe.
No, I know. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, so, why not? Why? They're home?
Because last week you picked the Cardinals against them, did you not?
I thought they were going to step up a little bit. I had a bad week. I went 0-3 last week.
No, I know. No, that's fair.
I'm 12-14, dude. I got 8.5 point. I got 8.5 game lead on you. Right, stop. Please. Come on.
I know you.
These bagels are good, man.
I got to try one with
you. Soft as hell.
Are they too soft?
That's a good point.
Is there any crust to it?
Men's immense.
Oh, okay. So it's a very, very, it's almost like eating a roll.
You know, you're right.
Okay.
I might throw it out. Definitely. Everything bagel.
Oh, that's delicious. I love it, everything.
Put some butter on it.
It's half butter or cream cheese?
Butter.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, Moose is looking at this and salivating.
I am. I'm starving.
Poor guy. I thought you had 2 corn muffins and yogurt.
No, I didn't eat them.
Oh, that was yesterday.
I was going to take the cheese Danish over there. Looks good.
Mm. Too early for that much sugar.
So there you have it. Your week 14, Taz of the Moose, NFL selection.
Oh,
here he is.
Uh-oh.
Individuals, the Seattle Seahawks are on a quest to a Super Bowl. That's why I'm picking them -1 over the Rams. Happy holidays, as you must.
Oh, Bawami right up against Taz. Taz went Rams, Bawami goes Seahawks.
Well, should tell Bawami not to say, I'm picking them. That sounds, just let him know, Pete, that sounds very unprofessional for a broadcaster. He is Bawami. Let him know, I am picking that team. You know, say the name of the team. Pete, you follow me here?
I'll consult with him. I mean, he's very tough to deal with.
Okay. When you talk to him, is that ominous, that music happen while you're talking to him?
It follows him everywhere.
And there's a glowing light behind him.
Oh, my God.
All the time. It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Like an orb.
Orb. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah. Like a glowing orb. Yeah,
orb.
Right there.
Man. I ate that half a bagel too fast.
Well, you ate a roll and a bagel the fastest I've ever seen any human to eat it. Right down the hatch.
Oh, man.
Good for you.
I got a lodge there, yeah.
Well, I guess we're off the low-salt ham. If you had to pick one, Collins.
We didn't purchase it this week. My wife didn't get a chance to have Jeeves run to the store and get it.
If you had to pick,
AKA Bilotti.
If you had to pick one of the college games you wanted to be at this weekend, Baylor, Oklahoma.
I missed the first part of your question.
One of the college championship games you had. If you could pick one of them to be at this weekend, which game would you want to be at?
Man, you asked the hard questions.
I would take Baylor, Oklahoma down in Dallas.
I would go to the Big Ten game. Buckeyes and
Wisconsin.
Buckeyes, you love the Big Ten. Yeah, I do love the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And I get to see Jack Cohn's dad. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, that's nice.
We talk it up a little bit. You know what
I mean? I got you. All right. Well, Taz, you have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Well, the Buckeyes are beating up on this kid's team.
Well, they're going to knock him around.
I know.
It's going to be a long day.
It's going to be bad.
Close your eyes.
It's going to be rough.
Connor, good job, brother.
I got to go. Thanks.
Pete, good job. Bogish as well. Taz, good stuff, man. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, everybody. Till Monday. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.